I think questions really need to be answered quickly. I think this is infuriating the public. The fact that we now have a situation where this government is overseeing the most expensive hospital in the world, and it now appears that they're overseeing the construction of the most expensive bus shelter or bike shelter in the world, is just outrageous. And where does this stop? I've been raising issues with the OPW, with the minister that's in charge of that, and the Gael minister, for quite a while. This isn't the first issue that we've seen where there's runaway costs. We've seen it with the other projects, particularly the headquarters for the Gardaí, where millions of euro has been lost, and there's many other examples with the OPW, and it just seems that there's a runaway train and that this government isn't getting a handle in relation to these type of costs that are just exorbitant. And I think that this bike shelter is just the latest example of this.
Now, both the OPW minister and indeed Eamon Ryan have both come out publicly and said that they too are demanding answers. They're looking forward to the outcome of this imminent review. It doesn't seem to be the case that anybody from government is really taking responsibility as it relates to this.
Yeah, but the minister is responsible for the OPW, and this isn't, as I said, the first issue. Crime Times Investigated did the whole programme in relation to the OPW and value for money and the runaway costs. As I said, in the Finance Committee, we questioned the minister in relation to OPW spending. They built a Garda headquarters, which is too small for the Gardaí that need it. They didn't buy the property that they were leasing and ended up costing millions and more extra. There's loads of examples in relation to the runaway costs in terms of the OPW. And as I said, you know, there's a thread here in relation to this government and overseeing this expenditure of public money. Like, we have a complete runaway train with the National Children's Hospital. You know, as I said, the most expensive hospital in the world, and now they're overseeing the most expensive bike shelter in the world. It's just absolutely ludicrous. And what we'll get from the ministers is sound bites, because that's what they're good at, sound bites. But when we're looking for accountability, when we're looking for somebody to pull in to pull these groups in, they say nothing. The same issue arose with the Oasis tickets. Earlier this year, we raised on the floor of the Dáil the pricing that big promoters are using for concert tickets. The government answered saying that there wasn't an issue. And now when there's a public foray, what do they want? They want an investigation. They want this stopped. It's all about sound bites. It's not about real action, and that's not acceptable in my view.